people, which is the main topic of today's shiur. The Dosh is one of the Lamatas Malachas, and the Gemara has a Masechta Shabbos on Af Ayin Dalet on the base. Ayin Gimel on the base, the Gemara has the following case. Haimad the Shoda Pisa the Dikla of Atta Tamri, Chayim Stein. Achas mishem tolesh, v'achas mishem mefarik. And the farik generally is considered to be a toll of the dush. Well, it says, well, ain't there a klisha mekach, the ain't there a prika mekach. That's the Gemara here, the fine give them a base. Fine. A Gemara. So now, what exactly is dush? So Rashi explains, what is dush? Mefarik. Told of the dush, the first wide line on the bottom, nine give them a base. Discharge belaz. Here too, mefarek tumorim min hamachbedos. The question is exactly how you define this malacha of dosh. What does it really mean? When does it apply? When does it not apply? Tosfos over here seems to say as follows. They don't like Rashi's pshat. Shemas mefarik or ilam imaso min apeirish olaf. Notice they have Rashi slightly differently. They have the imaso min apeirish olaf of the ilan, not the machpeiros as such. I guess the branch of the part of the tree. They don't like that pshat, but they say the klipa liona. Now, unfortunately, all the mefarshim say we don't have any klipa liona. We haven't found it. Yeah, we don't in real life. There is no real klipa liona. So the question is, what does that mean? As a matter of fact, it seems to be an interesting question. If you look at Rashi on Tzadi Hei Amin Aleph, there Rashi talks about it as well. Rashi says, Mefarek, Mefarek Masim Shaporak Ocha Milokam Shen Niskasebo. Rabbi told of the Dush. What does Niskasebo mean? Rabbi said Niskasebo means it's covered. Got an impression that just like in the original dush, the original, the dush of the Mishkan, something which is completely surrounded. It's the case of dush in the Mishkan. You have the grain which is completely covered with an organic covering. So maybe it's only in the case which is completely surrounded. That's a question. Is it true? Is it not true? The Minchas Chinuch is bothered. How come the Ramah doesn't quote Chumras, which we find here in the sugya? It's possible, Rabbi Osai, that Rashi, there's no contradiction in Rashi. The problem is here in Rashi. Rashi here seems to say that there is an issue of dush when it's not surrounded completely, because the Pashuk Tratosis and Metzias doesn't really add up. Within Tzadi Hei, he seems to say that it's only if it's completely covered. So maybe Rashi knows that there are Tzvei Dinim, either if it's organically connected or if it is completely covered. One or the other. Maybe. Another possibility is no. Rashi holds has to be completely covered, as he said in Tzadi Hei. I over here, Rashi starts off by saying there's an issue of dosh, even if it's not completely covered. Perhaps we can make the following suggestion. The end of the Gemara says, ain derech klisha bekach, ain derech prika bekach. So Rashi says, ay deis rika, ala o biyado bekli, betolesh kalachayada upota. The reason why it's not considered tolesh, it's kalachayada. So the kasha we ask, what about mefarek? Rashi doesn't say, is tolesh umefarek kalachayah. So maybe we suggested a chiddush. Maybe the maskana are actually saying it's not their klisha, but it's kalachayah. Abnormal. It's pot. It's not their prika, precisely because it's not completely covered. So therefore, even those who learn this way will agree the maskana that there is no issue of dosh, unless it's completely surrounded, as Rashi said in Avsadi, hey, it's answered the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch against the Ramah. Why did he quote Rashi as an Easter of dosh, even if it's not covered? Because maybe Rashi agrees Lemaskon. That's one possibility. That's what I thought perhaps should be the proper shot. However, Rabbi Osai, upon reflection, this is my flip shot. I thought I had no better shot, but I like a pshat which I found in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. I think it's better than my pshat. It's better than my pshat. I want to tell you that I think it's better than my pshat, which is great. I love to find pshat better than my own. There's a pshat which goes like this. It fits better into the actual words, better than my pshat. We think that the issur of dash, some mefarik is a separation, perhaps when you a simple pshat, when you throw something a mud ball, when you hit the tree, ba'ata tamri, when it hits the bottom. So then it's the bottom, so that's when the separation takes place, which is considered to be the violation of dash. No! No! At the moment that mud ball detaches the tamri from the tree, from the branches, that itself is considered an iser of mefarik. Why? There's no steer in Rashi. The definition of mefarik is something which is covered, and you remove the outside cover. Doesn't have to be 100% a covering. That's not. There should be a covering. So when it comes to Rabosai, the tree or the branches, what it comes out is, you have mefarik from the ilan, porak min hachamor, the pears on the fruits like a masa on the chamor. We consider the fruits to be a covering of the tree. A covering of the tree, Rabbi Osai. So why did he pick tomorrow? The Ran's kasha against Rashi. Why only tomorrow? Why not Ta'anim, etc.? So the answer might be that tomorrow dates are very heavy, and therefore there's a very big load, if you will, on the tree. It's like a masa and a malbush, as opposed to other pears, that every branch is only one fruit, and it's not so heavy. Not considered a masi, a malbush. That's why it's limited to the case of tamri. I like that shot better than my own shot. And there's no steer in Rashi between Ayin Gimel and Tzadi Hei. In both cases, he requires that it be a covering. It wouldn't be 100% covering. If we consider this to be a covering of the branch or of the tree, Rashi and Tosfos respectively, and if you were to detach it, that itself is uncovering it, discharging it, that itself is the malacha of the firing of dashes. If that would be the case, it has to be a covering. Posts, which is not a covering, according to this interpretation, would not be considered to be dash at all. Okay. Rabbi Osai, good, spoke a little bit about dash, much more than we said. We have to turn our attention now to schit. Rabbi Osai, first basics. The sugya is found in Kuf Mem Dalet, Kuf Mem Gimel Dalet and Hey. It's two block Gemara. Starts the Mishnah, Kuf Mem Gimel and Base, and ends at the bottom of Kuf Mem Hey and Aleph. It's two block. So Rabbi Osai, there were three levels. It's important to understand the three levels. There was Zaysim Vanovin, there was Tukim Vrimonim, and there was Shar Peiris. Just on a fundamental, basic level before we get to anything fancy. Zaysim Vanovin was the last line of the Sugya. Vartorin Achayev El Al Drisa Zaysim Vanovin Bilvad. Next last line, Kufmem Hamanav. That's it. It repeats again, Tandre Menash. Zaysim Vanovin Bilvad. That's it. Stop. Only that is Arais. Why? Why? So some say because it's halachic drinks. The halachic drinks are all of those found in the Chumash, namely Shemen and Yayin. And some say, no, that's not at all. That's not the reason. Don't give me such a lumbus. Look at the last Rashi. Kuf mem hei am an aleph. V'atorak lom ha'ostra tor malocha v'dvichas eitzim anavim ha'hu tabi malocha eitz avoshan v'dvichas lav urchayu b'hochi v'lav malocha ninu. Don't not love this. It's a matter of how urcha it is. We know that it's no coincidence. The official drinks found in the Chumash, the Tanakh, of Yayin and Shemen were the ones that were urchaya bekach. That's what you would do with the grapes and with the olives respectively. But any other fruit is not is lav ruchaya bekach, and therefore there's no isa d'oraisa. Is there an isa d'rabbanon? So the Gemara says over here on daf kuf mem gimel of a bay the distinction between tutim v'rimonim on one hand and shar peris on the other hand. Rashi explains mistabra halfway on the narrow lines on kuf mem gimel of a bay the tutim on pligi the ika the ball hula mashkin hilchach mashu l'rabbanon kizaisim v'anavim. Mid rabbanon they consider it to be awesome. Avol shar peris. Lack of the boil of the mashkin. No one uses it for its roots, for its juices. Hilkach moder rabbanon behem. That's we can be more makel. So it's a tripartite division according to Shitas Rashi. Here it's considered to be uchaya b'hachi, which perhaps with what he says over here, ruban l'schita kain. That's the lashon of Rashi, ruban. And with respect to tutan v'rimonim, rabosai. Again, Rashi said enough. The masal moder. Came in the ruba and the schita kaimi, so therefore we are more strict. Okay, that's on kufam gilam base. Tutla v'rimonim is not a rove, but there's still some people do it, and therefore it's also with rabbanon. And shar peris, no one does. I mean, no one. No with sugar now. It means no significant amount of people. We call it mir chen hamatzu. In Philosophy, we use single digits. We like that we call ein hamatzu, and therefore that would be permissible in such a circumstance. Okay, Rabbi Osai? This is a three kinds of pace. But there's a fourth category, which is very critical. The sugya of kuf mem heyam and aleph, Rabbi Osai. Kvashim shesochtam. You have pickles, you squeeze out the vinegar from the cucumbers. So what does Rab say? The gufan mutl mem heyam potter, Rabbi Osai. And Shmuel says, same thing, osim ad rabbonon, if the mem heyam, the gufan is mutl. Yochanan says no. Gufan is mutter. The meman chayav chatas. What's the machlokas? Gdolei amaroyim. Rav and Shmuel against Rav Yochanan. Kvashim shesoft on the meman. Also, but Rabbanan for sure. Is the rechiv daraisa? That's a question. And that is a fundamental question, which will lead us to our next discussion. Wait a minute. What about the last line in the sugya? Kind of the name of Menashe. Dvar Torah in Ochayev El Al Drisas Zaysim Anov and Bulvad. Zaysim Anov Bulvad. Then how can Rabbi Yochanan go against his Brisa and say, is a Chiyav Daraisa with respect to Kvashim and Shlokos? Kvashim and Shlokos is not Zaysim Vanovim Bulvad. So if you look in the Kuf Mem Heim and Beis in Rabbeinu Chananel, those who have our Gemara, what I call ours, the Oz Mahadi Gemara, is the footnote on the bottom. We'll go straight to the footnote to save time. I'm not sure if the old Gemara has a footnote. It was an old Gemara. And if there's no Oroz and Rabbeinu Chananel, the Kuf Mem Heim and Beis, we have over here, it says Cheshik Shlomo HaRabbeinu Chananel, printed at the very bottom of the page. I read it to you. He's trying to explain Pshat in the words of Rabbeinu Chananel, which are not completely self-explanatory, it requires an explanation to see what exactly he's driving at. Let's read it together, those who have the comment, which is what? It says, Tana be'menashe lo v'chule, lo l'mayit rak shar peretz, avolo kivashim u'shlokos. I mean, the Tana be'menashe who limits it to zesim and anovim, means to the exclusion of other fruits. Again, I don't know if you will have it. It's. Do you have any bolded print in the old Gemara? So it's all the same. We have ve'ein lanu in bolded and kuf mem hey of the base printed. It's shayach l'aman aleph. So this is in the top. It belongs to aman aleph. This is as follows. For the Tanya Rav Menashe. Right? Not against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't agree with that. Why? What's the difference? Here's the answer on both sides. This is fundamental. When it comes to other fruits, aside from Zaysim and Anavim, we don't view the juice that comes out as being a halachic drink, a beverage. No! It's part of a salad. It's part of a solid olive, part of a solid grape, and therefore there's no schita de oraisa. However, even Tanit ben Menashe, who says that, can agree that although other fruits, when the person is squeezing pomegranates and berries, it would not be an iser d'oraisa, because we don't view the juice that comes out as halachic drink, considered food. However, what do you do in the case of a cucumber which absorbed vinegar? That's different, because then there's vinegar coming from the outside, and it's possible to suggest that if you squeeze that vinegar out for the sake of the vinegar, the man, there would be a chiyuv chadas even according to Tanna Rebbe Menashe. He's only pottering you in cases where there's a natural organic liquid that you're squeezing out now, because it never has the status of a liquid. It's considered to be like a solid, because it's part of the fruit. You can't say that about the vinegar that was absorbed by the pickle, by the cucumber, it came from the outside. That's one point of view, as we saw here in the Rabbeinu Chananel. However, if you look at Tosfos says, Kvoshim shesachnu the guf and pot the man pot of alasur, Rav tamei, the Yama lekamon dvar Torah, ain't a chayav ella al drichas zaysin v'anovim. No, he says, there was a connection between Rav here and Rav later on, and since we presumably paskin like Rav, which is the opinion of many paskin, so then you're going to be forced to say that, again, we paskin like Dvar Torah is only Zaysim Vanovim, which is Kibur Rashi Amar Rav. You're going to be forced to say like Rav on top. What did Rav say on top? Rav said, Kvashim Lemay Man is Potter Aval Asur. This is Shitas Tosfos. Alright, and based upon what Rashi said, good. Gubal. So now Rabbi Rabbeinu Chananel amazingly disagrees. Rabbeinu Chananel passed like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. That part is okay. Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. But he also says something amazing. As a Mefurish Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan on Kuf Mem Dalam and Beis, the last six lines. Rabbi Yochanan Bashmur. Sochet Odom Eshkol Shalanovim Tocha Kedera. A person can squeeze it into a full pot. Avlola Tocha Kan, not into an empty dish. A bowl. What's it based upon? The Gemara's expression. Mashka Bola Ochlin Ochalu. No one argues. No one argues. The Rach says no. The Rach says we reject this din. Why? Because in Amud Aleph, no distinction is made. Says Tosfos, what are you talking about? The last eight lines of Tosfos for Rabbi Yochanan. Umasha dictate the Rach. Midlo Mafta Rabbi Yochanan, Masha de Maria Fila de Tocha Kedera. Ain't that dig? It's ridiculous. The Rabbi Shmuel Nami Asri Stama Bekvashim Lime Mehen. Afal Gav the Shara Lisra Behedya Eshkol Shalanavim, the Tocha Kedera. The mere fact, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mar does not distinguish explicitly here on the Kuf Mem Heim and Aleph between Bolotov Ochol and Napolotov is a meaningless inference. You're going to tell me, since Rabbi Yochanan didn't distinguish. So we have to ask it. Well, Rav and Shmuel didn't distinguish here either, but they distinguished earlier on. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. So Shmuel himself, the same as Shmuel didn't distinguish, and still the distinction has to be true. So to according to Rabbi Yochanan. So compelling a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. It's a tremendous kasha. How do you answer this kasha? In other words, chazer again one more time. You try to be an inference from the fact, and one ever distinguishes explicitly on Daf Kufim Heman Al. Between the Tov Kedera and not, great. But Shmuel also makes no distinction, and Shmuel for sure holds that distinction. He said it explicitly, we remember Shmuel, that he's the Tov Kedera, not Tov Kara. Tremendous kasha on both sides. Tremendous kasha against the Rach who brought this right. Tremendous kasha. The Rif's kasha, really, from the Tosis kasha, fundamentally. Tremendous kasha. Oh. So Rabosai, what would you say about kvashim shesochtim le meimehen le toch hakadeira? It's not found in Shas Bali, the Shalom. Kvashim shesochtim le meimehen le toch kadeira. Let's chazer again. Kvashim le meimehen, we say, is awesome. Also the rice, also the rabbonim, certainly awesome. But when it comes to a grape, which is certainly the rice, in abstract, if you just into an empty cup. But if it's put into a kedera, it's mutter. What about kvashim shesaf in the memeim v'toch hakedera? What is the din? Not in shas. One can argue as follows. We said before that kvashim are more chamor than shar peris and tutim v'rimon. Even though Hadra and Menashe limited to Zaysim and Ovin, he'll agree by Kvashim Mishlokos could even be a Daraisa. Why? Because it started off as a drink on the outside. It's the same with other fruits which start off as salads. No! It started off as a drink and it retained its status as a drink, as a liquid, even after it was absorbed into the cucumber. Still called a liquid. Still called a liquid, Rabosa. If that's the case, we have a problem. If Rabosai, you squeeze a lemon, we'll get to that later on, squeeze a lemon into a salad, onto fish, we'll say it never attained the status of mashke. Why? Because man, it's in the lemon, it's part of the lemon, and as soon as it escapes lemon into the air, it's on its way down into the fish or into the salad. Never was a mashke. Never was a mashke. There's no history of dash. However, the vinegar, which was once sitting in a barrel, an empty barrel, just a vinegar. Now you dip the pickles into it and absorbs it. It's arguable that has the status of mashke, and therefore the fact it's going in the ochel won't help. Oh, it won't help. Let's hear Rabbi Yochanan's lush. What Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, watch. Rabbi Yochanan says, take a look here. Kuf mem hey amen alf. Rabbi Yochanan says, three lines up from the bottom. The memeyan lo yiskok, tomash kvashav shlokos, v'im sochat, nase kemi shesochat zeisim v'anofim v'chayev chadus. The Rak is medayek from that comparison. A comparison between what and what? Zeisim v'anovim and kvashim v'shlokos. On the one hand, it tells us that kvashim v'shlokos is also midaraisa, in contrast to Rav and Shmuel. But on the other hand, it tells us that zeisim v'anovim are oster even the tov kedera, the same as Kvashim v'shlokos. It's an inference from the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. He compares these two cases in both directions. Initially, in arguing with Rav and Shmuel, it's also daraisa, and the inference is by comparing it to zeisim v'anovim, just as when it comes to kvashim v'shlokos, we're assuming for the moment that it has a status of mashke, that it started off as a barrel of empty, just an empty barrel of vinegar. Now that it's in the cucumber as pickled, it retains the state of mashke, and as such, if you squeeze it into a kedera, would be prohibited. That's an assumption. Now that the Gemara is comparing zeisim v'anovim to that, leads us to an assumption that even that tustim daraisa against the sugya amud beis. That's the inference according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav and Shmuel, there's no such inference whatsoever, because they hold that kvashim and shlokos is only at most the rabbanon. So if we go back to what Svara Peshuta, the fact that Rav and Shmuel didn't make a distinction explicitly on Kupam Hemenal, because it was already said on the Kupam Dalman Beis. There's no linguistic inferences according to the opinion of Rav and Shmuel, only according to the opinion of Yochanan. That's how we answered the acronym, this tremendous kasha that was asked by the Rif and by the Tosfos against the Rav's inference. How can it be? But we said now it fits in. Very nice. This is a Kiddush not of mine, but the Sefer is Siv Chaim. Says that Kiddush. I think it's a very beautiful Kiddush. Why the Rach had a proper inference that we paskin the Tov Ochel is Asur, which was comparable to Kvashim and Shlomish, which presumably is Asur, but the Raisa called the Yochanan. Was Shmuel also made no distinction? But in Shmuel, you can't have such an inference, because according to Shmuel, Kvashim, Lemeyan, is not an Issa Daraisa. So therefore you can't make any simply no offense whatsoever. So you assume that he does accept the distinction of the previous Amud Gemara, that the Tov Ochel is Mutter Rabosai. Okay, that's going to the beginning of the fundamental discussion here in this sugya. Okay, now we have discussed two cases of Schita. One, Rabosai, is a case in which it is going into an empty dish, and one is if it's going into a pot of food. But there are two more possibilities. One is kvashim shesafton or peir shesafton legufan. Rabbi, so the gufan means you're not attempting to utilize the juice that comes out. You're trying to improve the item from which you squeeze this juice. What's the halacha in that kind of a case? So the Gemara is beferish over here. Kvashim shesoft on the gufan is mutter. Is mutter, Rabosa. Is mutter. Okay. Would it apply to regular fruits as well? Presumably yes. You have a fruit and you're squeezing out juice. Not because you want that juice, because you want to make the fruit tastes different, as if it has less juice than whatever. I'm not an expert in squeezing to know to make the food taste better. But if that's your intention, it's called the gufan. Presumably, that would also be mutter, halacha l'maisa. Before Shigemara, by Kfashin Shesachlan, the gufan. Rav says okay. Shmuel says okay. Right? Rav Yochanan says okay. Now, what's the lumdus behind this? It's not for the sake of the juice. If it's not for the sake of the juice, we assume it's going to be permissible in this kind of a circumstance. It's permissible. Okay? Permissible. Now, there could be another situation, which is called schita le'ibud. Le'ibud. It's just going down into the sewer. What kind of halachic status does that have? Does that have? So, we saw Ran, those who want to look quickly, the Ran is an hour print on page Kuf Yud Aleph, in the new Gemaras. In the old Gemaras, it's Mem Aleph, Hamad Aleph. Toward the very, very end of Perek Shmona Shratzin, Mitzvah Hashem, we talk about Refuah, which will start Mitzvah Hashem next week, and the Perek Shmona Shratzin was a very, very important part of the text with the Rif, both Gemaras and other Mesechus, the Mesech, the Yuma, about the very, very important medical matters we'll discuss between that and next week. Just to give me a Maramachim. But over here, it says over here in the Ran that we have as follows. He says, it's not considered to be Tzchida told of the Dosh. Shari Eino Tzorach L'mashkin an Eschotim Mimeno. You don't need it. So if you don't need it, it's not considered to be dosh. Okay? Some say it's only true, Rabbi Osai, if it's called going le'ibud. Le'ibud. Ibud means it's going down the tubes. So it's going down the tubes. It's mutter. Interestingly, the Rivash derives this from Agamar. Kvashim shesachdan le gufan. Therefore, presumably understands the case of kvashim shesachdan le gufan in a case in which you squeeze it in order to make the pickle have less vinegar in it, and the vinegar is going into the garbage, it's going down to the floor, going down the sewer. It's limited to that kind of a case. So with the psak of the chayodim, based on that comparison. Please open your Mishnah Berurah, we haven't opened up yet today, and see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Seems to disagree. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in Simen Shin Chof. Simen Shin Chof is the Simen about Tzchit. Shin Chof, Sif Zayin. As we bedak the Lashon, it's very careful. What does it say? Lischol Kvash and Mishlokas, the Gufon, then it says, Afilu soche l'toch ka'ara she'ein ba'ochel is mutter. Toch ha'kara, you say? Toch ha'kara? We said until now, it's going into the garbage. It doesn't say it's going into the garbage. It's going over here, l'toch ha'kara. Wow. Wow. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, Rabosai. It's a chiddush. Even though it's a toch ha'kara, it's mutter. Anyway, interestingly, if you look later on in the Simon Shin Chof Sif Yud Ches, there it says you have a case of the Sukhraisa, the Nazaisa, we spoke about it a few times. Some say it's Mutter, Hushlo Yetakta Pli, Psikreshlo Nichle, etc. Okay? So there it says, there's a kli underneath it, going to be a problem. Here he says over here, in Siv Zayin, Toch Ka'ara She'en Ba'ochel is Mutter, even though there is a kli there, Toch Ka'ara, as long as that's not your intention. That's a chiddush. Rabbi says it's a chiddush. We would have known this on our own. And there are those who seem to disagree on a simple level. People disagree, are correct. It's only permissible in the case in which it's holech le ibud, even that's a machlokes. Not everyone agrees to that case. Take a look if you. We don't know what I'm going. The Mordechai. The Mordechai is tof chaf ches. See what it says. In our print, it's page Lamed. Page Lamed. Okay. So here, the suggestion is made on this. In my print, page Lamed, column 2, line 2. V'ri'ose v'cholinyan afilu emnofa le'ibud. The name that he saw the rice aleka, he saw the rabbananika. Those say he's the rabbananika and hold it liibud. And some seem to say that if it's a situation in which it's legufon, it's mutter even if it is not hold it liibud. Happens to fall into an empty receptacle. This is of course important, Rabosa, not only in principle, Rabosa, but in real life as well. Take a look over here, those who have Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa. Talked about this in a very practical case we spoke about a while ago. The Perek Hay. Perek Hay is the Perek all about Shkita. Here we go. Dinei Shkita is Perek B'Shabbos of the Yom Tov. So here he discusses in footnote, mem tes. Can you slice a grapefruit and use a spoon to eat it? He says, yes, it's permissible. Don't squeeze it bedafka. Don't have kavana for the mitz, for the juice, but it's mutter. Why? Worst case is the rabbanon, because it's not seisim vanovin. And here it's kalachayad, double the rabbanon, in amaskavin. Double Rabbanan by Pesach Reisha is permissible, and the juice doesn't separate, it goes right back into the fruit. There's no Shechita, of course, from Shlomo, all quoted from Shlomo Zalman. That's what he seems to be saying here, Halacha Lamaisa. Now, the question will be, and what about the juice? What about the Jews? We saw the Gemara in Avkut Mem Gimel talking about Easter of what we call Mashkin Shezavu, calling the set the base at the very beginning. So a suggestion is being made over here that even the Jews would be permissible. Why? Because it's not Rabosai. It's not Omed Lekach. It's not Omed Lekach. It's not meant for that. you really want to eat the grapefruit. You're not interested in drinking grapefruit juice. That's not your intention. Not your intention. It's considered like the a mashke b'otov ochel. That's the lashon that he uses. And even if it falls on a plate, perhaps it should still be permissible. It's a discussion which the post can have. Again, mit shenifash me'elav, mashken shezavu. So in certain cases it's prohibited, but depending on what it's made for. It's made for eating or made for drinking. The presumption is that the person who chatach peres mitzvah sheyesh b'kfar mitz, right? So that's it's considered to be in the category of the tzara ochel, and they never made a gzeira of mashkin shezav with this kind of a case. That's what we assume. Not everyone agrees with the Shmir Shabbos also says, but I think it's true. That the halacha lemaisa comes up, people are slicing a grapefruit, and then some juice comes out. Kotel was suggesting it's permissible to drink that juice, even though there are those who disagree and say it's not allowed. Okay? So far, so good. Since we're talking about various fruits, let's get to a very common fruit that is squeezed, and it's a dinner before in Shulchan Aruch, and see whether that applies with Zman Hazeh. Open up, please, to your Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chaf. It's a three-word sif. How hard can it be? We have three words. Only three words altogether. How bad can it be? Always dangerous. Those questions are dangerous to answer. Okay. What? What are the three words? The whole thing is not three words. The whole thing is three words. What are those three words? Sivav. Mutter liskot lemons. I mentioned in this morning shir, people passing from the Shulchan Aruch. The Mashokot and the Mevalei Olam, it's a disaster. You have to know what the Yisodos are. What's the basis, the reason? The Pesachim Shuvah quotes, maybe it's Manazari of Mefarshim, but it's okay, read the Mefarshim. So that's a good idea, let's read the Mefarshim. What does it mean? So Mishnah Berurah at Chav Beis. Av Shederach L'Sofla B'chol. Kevan She'ena Derach Klal L'Sofla L'Tzorach Mashke. No one drinks lemon juice straight. El L'Tabel B'Ochel. Havik Ashar Peres. Treat as sharp payments with schita is permissible. And even if the derech is to squeeze them during the week, the top mayim, call that lemonade, the minig is to be makel, he says, why? Two reasons. Reason number one, it's only asik shah derech lishtos may schita's pre below tovus mashka acher. The normal way is to have it straight, not to mix it with water. Inami, lo mitzah lakshah soaked in name of levad. So over here, you're gonna respond from the Bach and the Taz. Lefizes at the Mishnah Brewer, both sides, come from the Chayodim. Bizman Azeh, Shiyadua, Shememalan, Chovios, Lemeos, Lishos, and Punch, Bezim, Akomos, Sarachi, and Godo. And therefore, one may not squeeze lemons with zman hazeh. The psak mafurish of the Mishnah Berurah, Rabosai. You may not squeeze lemons with zman hazeh. It is a mafurish of mechaber. Mutter lischot lemons. It no longer applies with zman hazeh. Today, you're not permitted to squeeze lemons. Because now, Rabosai, lemons are being squeezed by the hundreds, the thousands. We should add a few more zeros with zman hazeh. And sold everywhere else as lemon juice, and therefore we may not squeeze lemons bizman hazeh, notwithstanding the Beferish Mechaber, who says mutter lischot lemons. That's interesting. If you look at the Bir Halacha, Tshuvas Rosh gives it a full citation. Okay, he says it's the Klal Shar Peiris. And derech klal lischot lemons the tzorach mashke and the tzorach ochel who mutal lesochtem b'shabbos. What the word tzorach ochel means is not so clear. What does it mean? It's normally squeezed on top of salads or fish. Is that what it means, the tzorach ochel? Or maybe it means it's normally squeezed into lemonade, but not you don't drink it independently. There can be different interpretations of what the word means. Maybe it's to make the lemon more palatable itself. Different. We're not exactly sure what the word means. Does anyone disagree with this rush? Yes, the Shulta Giborim seems to disagree. Disagree in halacha. Okay. Maybe the rush would agree if it's made to dip into it. Maybe it's no machlokas in din. It's just talking about different metzias. Possibly. Possibly. Oh. Now. The Chayadam, we said before, is machmer over here. And there's an important expression when the Chayadam is machmer. He adds a twist. He adds a twist. Explains why he's machmer. Why is he machmer? He's machmer because he's afraid of a Doraisa. Doraisa? What? Don't only Zaysa Manavim. We'll get to soon. Ashidas Rashi. Rashi's quote is by some people is holding that perhaps even Shar Mashkim or Doraisa, as long as it's a normal way or the majority way to squeeze them. Perhaps when it comes to lemons, is we don't eat lemons. Perhaps that might be considered to be in the category of a Doraisa. A possibility. Okay, so Rabbi said, this is a very serious question. Bottom line is, halacha lemaisa, you may not squeeze lemons. Oh, what if you need the lemons? Oh, so now the question will be, is there a way to squeeze lemons in a halakhically permissible fashion? So Mr. Brewer says, yes. Al kein tzarech li zara she yisrod mikonam al atzuker bifnei atzmo. Now we can mash na bala ochel. The Chiddush of Bosei of Tzuker, you're not going to consume lemon flavored sugar. Well, so who in this room has ever eaten lemon flavored sugar?
There's some candies like
that. Oh my goodness. Okay. Every room has one person that does what other people don't do. But I never. The love this is, you squeeze the lemon into the sugar and you put the sugar into the tea. That's the var. The question is that considered halachically proper or not? Mr. Brewer says, absolutely. Mashke b'lotochol is ochol. Why not? Why not? Should be het to gama. Why? And there seems to be no reason why you shouldn't be allowed to do such a thing. So writes the Mishnah Brewer. Some of Mishnah Brewer in the back of the pip, some of the Chazanish in the back. I have my Mishnah Brewer actually has the same thing as well. We have the Chazanish printed in the back. Those who have it, I'm not going to open up the Chazanish right now. Those who have it should just take a quick peek in the back over here and see if your version will quote what the Chazanish says about this. Oh. No, he says, it's printed by me under Chav Beis and B'Alach HaLisra. The B'data Litin HaKakas HaSukar B'Tocha Mashke Nira D'Schid Zu HaSura The Kevin Shadatal the Mashke Choshev Mashke Shotzi Konosh HaDivla B'Sukar. That's what he suggests. Wow, that's a chumrah. That's a big chumrah. This is the psak of the Chazanish against the Mishnah Brura. At the end of the day, at the end of the Mashke, it would be a problem. Now, Rabosai, in trying to prove his point, he says the fact that it happens to be absorbed temporarily in the sugar will not help. Why? Take a look at the Gemara and here, that kuf men hey, amud alf. That's the proof that's being adduced. There are two different gersos, we'll see briefly. Kuf men hey, amud alf. The kuli alma mashka bala ochal lav ochal. That's a gerso that we have printed by us. Look on the side, there's a Vilna Gaon. Quotes of the Gaonim and Rashba. Ochal. Kuliyama mashka bala ochel is ochel. So the question becomes, if that's the case, then what's the problem over here? Mashka bala ibud kamiflagi. What are they fighting about? So the fire burns it up. It doesn't remain in the ochel. Then you say it's not the ochel, writes the Rashba. And once he says it, quotes part of it. If that's the case, it can convey an impression that since it doesn't stay in the sugar, but ends up in the tea, perhaps it's a violation of schita. Of schita. Possibility. Those who are matir, and the Mishnah Berurah is matir beferish, have the following nakuda. He's referring to a case in the Mishnah Berurah where it is actually absorbed in the sugar. He's talking about two possible cases, really based on the Chos Yom Tov. Either if it's absorbed in the ochel, or if it's for the purpose of the ochel. I'll give you an example. You squeeze lemons on a salad, lettuce salad. Lettuce doesn't absorb liquid, a lemon. It's on top. Fish, I'm not sure. Fish, what do you say? You squeeze lemon on fish, it's absorbed? Yes. Okay, so we'll leave that aside. Leave out the fish. But stick to the lettuce. Lettuce is not an absorbent kind of a material. Mutter anyway. Oh. So then, in that kind of a case, where it's not absorbed, and the heter is only, it's coming to fix the lettuce, that would be prohibited if you took the lettuce with the lemon juice and threw it into tea. Why would you do that? I don't understand. But if you would do it, it would be awesome. But if it's absorbed completely, then perhaps you have a right to be lenient in the shadow. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Okay, we're not going into all the problem right now. But what's interesting over here is that while we're discussing this question of someone who was squeezing lemon onto sugar with the intention of putting it in tea, what about the other way around? You squeeze a lemon into an empty cup with the intention to put the lemon juice subsequently into the fish or into the salad. It's the other way around. What kind of halachic status does that have? That's not so simple. Take a look at Rashi over here. Kuf mem dalet on the base. Avalola toch hakara. That's five lines up. The zinnin de la mashka koi. The afal gav de bikara. Lo shasi inish, lo mucha milsa vika yisa. Whoa. He's saying that there's a marasayin over here. A marasayin. The question comes, can we make any inference from this Rashi in any direction? The Meiri says that she was food in the car. Quote the Shat and Rashi. He argued with him. There is no marasayin. What will happen, Rabosai, in the following case, where it's really empty, but you have in mind to subsequently take this juice and pour it onto food? What kind of din does that have? So the Mishnah Berurah talks about that a little bit. So Shaila, whether that's an Isser, and if it is an Isser, is it an Isser Doraisa or not? Take a look in Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Yudches, Avla Mainba, Vafilu Daito Litno Hakach Latavshil, Gam Kain Osir. Smag, he says. The Bina Shizhateno the Tocha Tavshil, Ayan Bedrisha, Shakosa the Chiyuban Ami Eshbazan, the bottom Sharatin Chav Gimel, Chuvas Radvaz, is the only Isur the Rabbanon, Kamisha Dato Litno Natoch Hatavshil. And he calls the Prima Gorim to that effect. So the machlokes, on the other hand, again, if you're pouring it into the water, into the salad, and you plan to put it into the liquid, Mishnah Berurah is making chaz nishit machlok. Put it the other way around, you pour it into a liquid or empty cup, having in mind to put it into a solid, again a shaylah. Some say it's a doraisa, right? Chiyuva ika, so he quotes something from the drisha. Some say it's no chiyuva doraisa, you plan to ultimately put it into the fish or into the salad, as the case may be. So the machlok is in both directions. It's only mutter if it's on the ochel to stay with the ochel. It's on the ochel to pour it into the tea. To machlok. This Mishnah Berurah's Megal and Chazanish's Machmir. It made a possible distinction between whether it's absorbed or not absorbed. Fine. On the way around, to put it into an empty cup, having in mind to put it later into a solid food, also seems to have disputed Yechayim with the Rabbanan, is Yechayim the Rice, or only the Rabbanan. These are some of the issues to discuss in the context of Schit. Oh. Rabbanan, did you ever hold a guy? Today? What do you got? I don't want people to miss mincha on my account. That's why I don't want to clap in front of me. That's a little dangerous. Okay, so remind me. Right, a little light. We have to discuss a very big fight that we have. A big fight. I mean, who we? I'm a small person. But I have two svarim right in front of me, and they really fought it out, but big time. Look at the two svarim. Right in front. One in the one corner is the Minchas Osher, Rav Osher Weiss Shlita. In the other corner, it's the Orchel Shabbos, HaGoyinim, Rabbi Reuben, Rabbi Gelber Shlita. All three live in the holy city of Yerushalayim. What did they have the big fight about, remember that? The baby wipes. Whoa, this is one of the biggest fights we had all year. A tremendous battle between the Gedolei Olam on this issue, and I'll try to give a summarize their opinions. I can't do the whole thing in a few minutes. Just summarize a little what's going on. So, the poskim talk about this question. The there's an interesting precedent in Hilchos Yom Kippur. It says in the Gemara, in the Rosh, in Masechta Yuma, and Yom Kippur, you know, of course, do any rechitza. If your eyes are somehow stuck there and it's dry, you put something something a little bit wet, and that's permissible. Permissible. Question: what do we derive from that, if anything? If anything. So, the Sefer Minchas Asher has a Chiddush Nifla Benar. Nifla Benar. Suggests, that's an incredible Chiddush. It's so incredible, I'm just saying it over, but I cannot give my endorsement to it. I'm just telling it over. Those who want to look it up, it's Simon Yudalit. Simon Yudalit. Mefarek told of the Dosh. He claims, Kiddush Nifla, that's only if they use the liquid afterwards. But not if, as he calls it over here, it's Holech Le'ibud Miyat. And he quotes Amafurisha Gemara, the Ritva. I'll be honest with you, I got a phone, before I ever saw the Sefer, I received a phone call from a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, who knew that I wasn't a big fan of these wipes. Minchas Asher just came out, and the Mefarisha Ritva, that's Materit. I said, oh yeah? Let me look it up. This is more Daf Nun, Omid Beitz. It's a Ritva. The Ramaskil Mahu. The case is Potsea Zesim. Right? It's permissible. What's the Lushan over there? Which says, Ain't is a schita kemish ain't sarach the meman for holchin the ibu. You want to say a chiddush. Here too, the water is holech the ibu. Nervous. I mean, not nervous, I was excited. I want to be making for people. It's such a big pain in the neck. I wanted to be making. Right? I wanted to be making. The question, of course, becomes, is the raya a proper raya? Is the raya a proper raya? So in my opinion, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, I don't think it's a proper raya. Because the Ritva is referring to a case, ein tzarech lemeimeim. But here, it's tzarech lemeimov. You want the water, that the liquid that comes out of those baby wipes, in order to assist you in cleaning the baby. To me, it's double portioned. That's what you want. You exactly want that liquid. You want it. So, in page Nundal, those want to look it up. He says, no, you don't really want the water. What? Well, he writes as follows. If you put it with a small amount of pressure, there's no psik resha that water will come out. And you want, but it's a psik resha, if it's lo nichle, you don't want a lot of water to come out. As the manufacturer makes it, but it's only a small amount of water will come out, so you don't have to wipe the baby afterwards. It's just going to be just enough to get rid of the dirt on the baby's body, but not enough to make a whole pile of puddle of water to require you to take a towel and wipe it afterwards. I had a small amount of pressure. Rabbi Osai, catch this now. That's not in order to have the liquid come out of the baby wipe, but rather to be able to remove the dirt from the baby's body. How? Just by the wiping. It's the wiping itself. It's Korob Levada, he says, there's no schit at all. If there is, it's Eina Melchavim, not a psegresha, and lo nichola. Boom. Boom, boom, and boom. Comes Yeruch HaShabbos and says he's absolutely wrong. The facts are wrong. Since I have an equal time, show the page numbers here too. This is page Nundal. And this is found on Baruch HaShabbos in the back. Page Tof, Kuf, Ayin, Gimel, and Dal. This is, I think, the very end. It's called Simen Zayin. I'm going to call it Biruri Halacha. It's literally the last four pages of the Sefer. Talk about this. Talks about it earlier as well. And he says over here that the facts are not true. You want the mashke. You want it very much. Ma'od. See, otherwise you can't clean the baby properly. Not with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you don't want anything coming out. Nothing. He goes further than that. Yes, there is a little bit of liquid that's on top, on the surface of the baby wipe. That's not enough. That's not enough to enable you to clean the baby. You need more water. From my experience as cleaning babies, Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with the ability to have this experience. Should all be zeichah to have this experience, Rabbi Yisai. That's why, again, I'm not a professional a mother, you know, who knows that a little better, but when I use it, I sure wanted that liquid to come out. Because I wanted it. Who in this room, who else has the privilege of having changed babies here? Raise your hand. You want the water to come out of the pipe or not? Yes or no? Yes? Yes? No? Yes?
Yes.
So it's unanimous. There's no one in this room who uses those wipes to clean babies. No, I don't want the water to come out. No. Just to service on that. But that's not what we're thinking. You press hard, the water comes out, and because the water comes out, you're able to wipe the baby clean. I think he's never pushed it. He's machlokes in the Metzius. We're not supposed to have machlokes in the Metzius. What am I going to do? I thought the Metzius that I'm describing is correct based on my personal experience. Pesiyat HaDishmaya. Rabbi Weiss is saying, no, Minchas Hashem says it's not true. I imagine he also changed babies, and maybe he just does it differently. And then in the Holy Land, maybe they have a different, maybe they have the Holy Haya Madrega. They don't need so much water to clean the holy dirt and the holy babies in the Holy Land. This space, I don't know. I don't want to say that. But I think I spoke to my children who live in the Holy Land. Maybe they're not so holy, but they also, when they're changing babies, the wife is used in that fashion. Okay, nearly, from what I can tell. Now, it's interesting. Some wanted to suggest that there's nothing absorbed. It's all on top. It's all on top. This is what Mr. Kozol suggested. They say it's absolutely not true. They say, we heard from Kama Tamina Chachama Shetanu that material of the baby wipes ain't a balea, doesn't absorb anything. All the liquid is only on top. When we heard this, we went to the Mumchim and they did a lab test. And it's fakert, Rabosai, fakert. That the way it works is first the liquid goes into the actual threads, then it goes between the threads, and only then it goes outside. And when you squeeze it, it goes out in the opposite order. What's that called? LIFO, right? LIFO? last in, first out. When you squeeze it, first comes out the things that came in last. That's on the surface. That's correct. That's correct. That part they agree with the Minchas Hashem. But afterwards, comes the difference between little threads, and then what's in the threads. No difference between wool, cotton, or these baby wipes. That's all. This is quoted from the experts. It's on page Tav Kuf, the last page of the book. Tav Kuf Ayin Vav describes this mitzvah. I thought, you know, I'm not an expert, I don't go to labs, but it sounds like it makes perfect sense to me. Now, what is the response of the Minchas? He has a response. We want to give equal time. What's his response? So he responds over here. This is the very beginning of the tshuva. Page 1. Page Nun Gimel. Both Svarim, both things were written in Tavshin Samach Gimel. That's when the Sefer came out. That's when the tshuva was written. They're right at the same time. I don't know who wrote back to whom. I mean, he quotes them because the Orch HaShabbat and argues. They only quote Tamini Chachamim. They don't say who. They're more polite. I remember what came out exactly first. And they say it's absolutely wrong. So he's over here. No. We don't see any Schita. And any water that comes out has no Chashivus at all. Be'enei b'nei Adam. And he screams, what do you mean? There's a lot of Chashivus. We just had an unanimous vote of us change babies with these wives. So there's a lot of Chashivus. The liquid that is coming out. Okay. The kitzer. This is a serious question. I don't go into all the problem over here. In my humble opinion, and I hate to be machmir, especially where it's inconvenient to be machmir, I must confess. But at the same time, I don't see how you can use this. I don't see how. I feel it's a serious problem. A serious problem. Comes over here, the Minchas Asher, and says, oh, these people went to the lab. We don't follow labs. We don't follow. There's no Torah Mad over here. And he says, what do you mean? He says, Reisi Rosh Shabbos, they went to the Bedikah Madait. I already explained many times, laws of Torah don't depend upon Mivchan Madai, rather Mitzius HaNiris Leinenu. Ve'yisyachsus b'nei ha'odom. Halo boruk ha'shemesh. Mibchina ma'adayit, gam b'kinuach kal lo dochak shal smartut yotuv, yesh schita mesuyenis. And it's still no iser, because l'mari ayin, lo roin kol schita, in l'mayam and eschotim kol chashivus b'nei ha'odom. I'm willing to grant that point, but in this particular case, it seems to me it has chashivas. And then he says, Mivcha Madai, you'll never have a Dava Shein Miskaven. Throw us a psik ratio. Because according to science, you know for in advance whether this desk is going to, this bench is going to cause a ditch or not. Depends upon the angle, depends upon the thickness. We don't have the scientific knowledge to evaluate in advance. That's very true. I think he's completely correct. I think he's correct. In that respect, that we don't follow the Mivchan Madai to make it into a psik reisha. But over here, I'm also, if you ask me, the Orch HaShabbos says, you're not psik reisha, you're mechaven! You're mechaven, you want the liquid to come out. Let's go back to the same experience of baby changes. It's a pshat that you really don't want the liquid to come out. Comes out anyway, or you want it to come out? Who wanted it to come? This is my own vote. Who wanted it to come out? We have quite a few votes over here. Who didn't want it to come out?
I don't think you do, actually.
You don't think you want it to come out?
No, because you want a damn pot. But you want some absorbency there, because otherwise you can't clean it. If you have the water coming up and everything, that comes more from us. In my experience.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that the water comes out, but you don't want it to come out. So you're saying it's a psegration.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want the liquid to come out. You want a damp cloth. Be able to wipe, but you actually want some absorbency there, so whatever the liquid will be picked up by the cloth.
Yeah, I agree.
You have liquid coming out.
No. What he's saying is, we don't want the baby wipe to become absolutely dry. I agree with you.
No, no, you don't want it to. You don't want it to add water to the lid hole because otherwise you can't clean anything. You need to absorb the lid.
Yeah, but if none of the liquids is going to come out at all, then you have a problem in cleaning the baby. In other words, let's say.
Why the cloth is down? It just stays down.
Okay. Those who clean enough babies know.
My wife said I didn't clean enough anyway, so.
Okay, so then we'll leave you out.
I say I did.
Oh, my plagues. So, Eilu v'Eilu, right? So, Rabosai, it seems to me that the amount of liquid on this, which is just on the surface, if there's a dirty diaper, the choladeus, the small amount of liquid that's on top, I don't think it's going to be enough to get rid of all the dirt from the skin of the baby. Lanias daiti, you need more water, and you want more water. I consider to be a guy to be a Mechavim. And the only reason why the Ochel Shabbos made a B'dikah Ma'abadit is not in order to defend themselves, not to explain their opinion. They didn't need any lab tests. They're coming to explain that the person who wrote that there's absolutely zero which is absorbed and it's only on the surface, that they're wrong. Because had they been right, then even though it seems that you want to squeeze it out, but you would put them anyway, because we follow the Mada. But not that they're following Mada L'chumra. To the contrary, the simple pshat in what's happening is you're squeezing out water in order to help clean the baby. It's not based upon the lab. The lab is only called as a way to disprove the Talmidei Chacham who was saying, and there's nothing absorbed whatsoever. If there's nothing absorbed whatsoever, there can't not basically be an iser of schita. Doesn't matter that Minchas Osher said he spoke to the person in the lab, and he says that the item is non-absorbent. Pekert! Rabbi Shawais is using Mada. They're not using Mada. It's put the other way around. They're using Mada just to explain that don't tell me that it absorbs zero. No, it absorbs something. And once it absorbs something, they're asked because the guy's mechaber to get whatever's absorbed out. And he went to his lab, and his lab told him it's non-absorbent. What do you mean it's non-absorbent? They said it's not true. It is absorbent. Says, my lab is better than your lab. A push-up shatter really is absorbent. That's what I thought. Now, then he suggests, you know, a niguf kal is mutter. Why is Negev Kamut? Everyone's masking. Because he won't do a good job. He himself said so. So by definition, he's moldy, you got to press on it. Once you press on it, Rabbi Osai, it seems that more liquid comes out. So that's what's considered a mechavit. So my niti is l'chumra here. But on the other hand, God of the Torah says it's mutter, so those who want to rely upon him, we spoke about at the beginning of the shir, he's a Talmud Chacham who is really from the Ziknei Yisrael you can rely upon, but those who want to rely upon it, I'm not going to argue with it. It's not like we said before, it's not anybody. But if you ask me, based on what I understand the Matthias and what the Aruch HaShabbos, I don't want to say it's two against one, because the two authors say he's only one. That wouldn't be fair. But I thought it's probably to be a Machmer in this Shire. Now, I want to discuss two more things, and today let's just quickly talk about them, because we're running out of time. Rabosai, at the beginning here in Simon Shin Chof, there's a discussion, a very important discussion. Look at it says, Mutu limtsos pepiv min anovim amashka shebehen. What does it mean? You're sucking a grape and the juice comes out. That's okay. Why? Mishtabru yud. Mitam shein derach skita bepiv. V'kol dover shein daka bekach. Lo gozrubo. I also living with a behema. I feel the pib. We'll get to the sugya of pikuach nefesh next week. Mitzvah Shem. Hosim yindike ben a behema. Eino shinui gomer. What? That's not a shinu gomer. Because derek kol b'achal hinok. What? Depends on what stage in life. Come on. Avalhocha de Indera Sita Baklal Bofanzelo Gozu. What? He's making sucking from a grave to be more unusual than for a human being to go to a to a cow and take the milk out from the udder. What? I'm not sure what he's talking about. It's such a pelletic of art. In my opinion, it doesn't mean kilachayad. It means it's labeled as an achila, not as a schita. Right? Whenever we eat, by definition, when we're eating, some liquids are coming out. That's not called schita. That's to be called achila. Now that svara that it's called achila and not called schita only works in the case of a grape. Because in the case of a grape, Rabbi Osai, what are we saying? A grape is a food. If I eat a grape, you like to eat grapes? Aye, but in your mouth, the juice is coming out. That's ridiculous. That's for sure okay. Even the Mishnah Berurah writes that, Beferish. He says that the Ein Lahach Marakdalik Yenika Levad Motei Tosom Ve'ena Masim Latopiv Endless of Cotton Your Base. You put it in your mouth, and the mele is squeezing it out in your mouth, and you squeeze it, and you spit out the remaining solid. That's derech machol, for sure. So the people who are makel to hold it in your hand and to enjoy the juice, they're saying the same thing. That even if it's in your hand, it's still considered to be an achila. It's not considered to be in the category of schita. That cannot be said when it comes to the behema. That's it's impossible to say it. In that kind of a situation. Kain nirali, a whole new pshat, Rabosa. New pshat in the words. The words mean different things. Okay? I think it's very, very important. So when it comes to the behema, you can't say it's an achila, you're not eating the behema. So they only had the kalachayad for a chole, yesh bo sakana, hein bo sakana. We'll get to those details later on. When it comes to a fruit, it could be labeled as you're eating it. You're simply eating it. So even though you're holding your mouth and when you start something out, that's called eating. It's not called drinking. It's not called schita. That's the vart. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Mishnah Berurah says, Koshkin b'shar dvarim. Once you're nosan, bosa, b'morak, opas, b'yayin, umotei, sosan. There's no chiyav chatas anyway. Kvoshin b'shlokos, agamah b'siv zayin. And therefore, tutan v'rimonim is also okay. And k'nei tzukah, fine. The question is this completely true? Is this kolshken really true? Not necessarily. Why not necessarily? We said before, if I have zeisim v'anovim, you say that's the most chametic thing in the world, right? Yes, it's true. But if I'm not to eat anovim, Rabbi Osa, I think I ate grapes in Shabbos. They gave me dessert grapes. It's a fancy place. Yeah. I ate it. Now they hold it in my hand though. I'm mostly not gonna do that. Okay? If I would hold it in my hand, it would be considered a machol, the same as if I ate it, according to those opinions. Contrast this, Rabbi Osai, with the case of you have nosan bosa b'morak. You took pas v'yayin, pas b'morak. You take challah, dip it into the soup, chicken soup. And I go, you take the chicken soup out. Who said that's a kolshke? That might be more chomer. Why would it be more chomer? Because the soup is soup. As we said a few minutes ago, that soup is soup. You can't say that soup is part of the challah. You're eating the challah by sucking out the soup? No. I'm eating the grape by sucking out the grape juice because it's an intrinsic part of the grape. That cannot be a part of the challah soup. I'm out of time. I have to stop in the middle. So tomorrow, we're going to finish Chita, Pesiyah Mishmaya, and go into Tochen, and maybe we'll even be able to get the Lush. We'll see how much we can get to the Tanashi. Okay.